But it is said that our little neighboring town near Saint Pierre, just east of us, 4 miles,
mm-hmm.
is an older town than Chicago.
Yeah, I can. I can. What is that? Where the French names come from? From when it was French?
I imagine it did, because that is a French name.
And those names are really that old. So I can't figure out. Yeah, I guess you don't have any French groups in here. I mean, a group of French people or anything.
Not that I know of.
So those must be really old names. Yeah.
But the French claimed all this at one time.
Oh yeah, yeah. This was this would have been part of. This wasn't part of the Louisiana Purchase. No,
it wasn't.
I guess this, but during the French and Indian War, it was.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's when the French lost their possessions.
Mm-hmm.
They the French did a lot of early exploring, and they laid claim to this area by exploration, and they built forts to hold those claims.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess you even have Joliet and things like that.
Yeah.
Illinois. The okay. Just a little bit more information. What? One thing it is helpful to us is to know, for example, how much formal education people have had, where they've lived, where they've traveled, age, things like that. You say your parents were both German on both sides.
Yes.
They were both born and raised in Saint Pierre, right?
In that area.
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And then when did you move here?
You mean when did I move to Kanky Township?
Well, when did anybody move?
Oh. Well, when my parents were married, they lived in this township about 3 miles, 3.5 miles north and east of here, which was only a quarter of a mile from the river.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, they were living there in 1903 when I was born.
So you were born in this township, or in
that's right. I was born in Kanky Township in 1903, a quarter of a mile from the river. And then a little later, we moved about a half a mile farther south. That was, my home as I grew up and went to school and until I left home. And I was had all my education here at Tech School, the elementary and high school. And after high school, I went to school at Valparaiso University. It was a private institution at that time. And after a year's schooling, that was all that was required to be a teacher. And then I started teaching school.
Mm-hmm.
So I graduated from high school in 1923 and went to school in 23 of 24, Valparaiso mm-hmm. University. And then
you went to school or went to what college?
Valparaiso University.
Yeah.
And then started teaching school.
Mm-hmm. And you've been in this one little one-room schoolhouse essentially the whole time, or you were, or is that right?
Yeah. I taught school in the one-room school, which was south of here in Walker Township, that joins mm-hmm. Township that joins Kankakee on the south. Taught there 1 year in a one-room school, and then I taught out of the township and out of the county 1 year at English Lake in Stark County.
Mm-hmm.
And then I taught junior high. They were just called seventh and eighth grade for 2 years here at TEF.